What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and this is a Spotlight on AfterBuzz TV, and we have an amazing guest, Nate Potvin, in the studio, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, here we go. There you go, too.
Took a time.
I see over there, everyone's dancing.
Everyone's dancing in the studio.
We can start our own little club in here.
Oh, why not? Wait, we just need lights? Oh, we have lights.
And we have little glimmery. Oh, look at the lights popping right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is the club.
It's a party.
This is your popping song. You love this song right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, honestly, I love his whole album, Calvin Harris, that he just came out with. It's fantastic.
Everyone was actually at that party, too.
Everyone?
Everyone was like, from the party. Anyone who collabed on that album was there. And
that's
insane.
Not fair.
Hey,
you know, like, I wasn't
in
there.
A couple of years, you'll be able to go to all those parties.
Yeah, probably.
If not sooner.
Yeah,
between you and me, ba-da-ba. What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and this is AfterBuzz TV, and this is a Spotlight on with Nate Potvin, and who you know from Mech X4.
That's right.
Blasting stuff with robots, my
robots.
Man. Next and
season.
A new Netflix show that'll be coming out in 2018, Alexa and Katie.
Yeah, on Netflix.
So you got a couple things going in the mix right now.
Yeah, I mean, quite a few. Not a lot, but, you know.
I'm sure it's a lot. I'm sure it's just things we can't discuss. I mean, you got some, come on, Disney.
Yeah.
There's always things going on.
True. That's true.
Marvel
Disney
Spider-Man?
Loves...
Something? You don't have to... Who knows? Everyone's going to jump to conclusions right now.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, he's on Spider-Man.
Next Spider-Man. Next Spider-Man. Aquaman.
Oh, Miles Morales, go.
So, how are you doing, first of all?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Really good. Really chill.
Oh, yeah, we're just chilling.
We're
it's hot out.
We're having a fun time.
But that's about it. Oh, yeah, why not? You always have to have fun with interviews, because if you don't, it's kind of just awkward and you sit here, like, answering questions. Like, you're not really having a conversation. You're just having someone, like, yell questions at you. Not yell. Just like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm good.
good. Thanks. But it's also hot, like you said, outside. Y'all on Instagram are probably inside.
Yeah, they are.
Good for y'all.
Or not. Hopefully you guys are inside.
Because I know coming in here, it was about 104, 107.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I say to that?
What?
I call it Aisha. Aisha means literally.
Oh, man.
That's just something that's whack right there.
Yeah.
And it is hot.
For sure.
But thank you for coming in, my man.
Of course. Anytime.
So, first question, you know, Mech X4, you're controlling robots.
That's right.
You can control technology.
100%.
How cool is that?
It's the coolest thing in the world. Honestly, like, because everyone wants to be a superhero. At least I think so.
Of course.
So, If I was a superhero, technology, controlling technology with my mind is definitely a superpower I would want. And so actually getting that and getting to portray a character that has that power is so cool.
I'm sure. And I mean, do you even just go over these moves sometimes in the bathroom? You're like, oh, I can't wait to get on set and just throw these things.
Yeah, out there. sometimes I do actually, this is a funny story. I would, in Canada where we shot, I would have to rehearse some of the movements that I'd have to do on set and with like a stunt coordinator, and they're like, you could do that and you could do this, and I'm like, oh man, that looked like Static Shock, you know, that old show.
Yeah.
So like doing that, it was amazing, and I was like, oh man, I can like throw lightning at someone or like nah, nah, nah. And it's so cool because I literally had a superpower.
You do?
Yeah. All you
and
need
shooting
is
web,
effects.
Spider-Man? I don't know. Just bringing that up again. I don't know what's going on. But that's a cool superpower. I mean, obviously, I'm sure you get asked this question, but what's another superpower that's just as cool, possibly?
For me, I would want to teleport.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, when you think about it, like, having Nightcrawler as a superhero on the X-Men, he can just teleport wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Right? So it'd be cool to have in a fight. So, like, I'm here, and then I'm here, and then I'm not there anymore, and then
just
I'm here.
Poke, and you, like...
Hey, tapping on a shoulder over...
Dipping, dodging. That's a cool superpower. I don't even know what would be more... I mean, everyone always says fly.
Yeah, but, like...
Overrated, you think?
Yeah. Come on, look at Icarus, you know? He flies way too close to the sun, and you get burnt, like, a hot day out like this... Oh my goodness, the sunburn would be crazy.
No, you couldn't even have the ability to fly in heat like this.
No, not of course not.
I would not want
to
flap my wings.
No, or if you didn't have wings, you just like levitated. That's not cool.
Takes too much energy.
Yeah.
I would levitate to a Slurpee.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But that's about it.
That's about it? I mean, maybe
Slurpee?
To the beach?
A beach, but the beach.
It's still hot.
I mean, that's a far fly.
Yeah, that's like from where we are right now, you have to go like over the 405 or out the 101 over Malibu. Yeah, it'd be exhausting.
Traffic. What if you run into other flyers?
Oh no!
You see what I'm saying? Because anything is possible on the green screen.
You're true. That's very true.
Let's talk about the green screen. How cool is it shooting on the green screen? Because I imagine most of the show is shot on the green screen because we have this 150-foot robot walking around.
Well, what happens is we shoot a lot of our stuff on a set when we're inside the robot. Uh-huh. So, like, if we're in the body or in the head, we're on a set. But when we're looking outside of the robot from the set, like, there's a green screen right there.
Yeah.
So we have to see these giant monsters that aren't there.
Yeah.
We have to imagine that they're there. And, we see these big monsters, and we have to fight. Like, I have to throw punches at something that's not there. So it's cool to actually finally see it all come together.
Yeah.
And have, like, a monster be right in front of us and have our reaction shots like, oh, my gosh, there's a monster right there. I gotta run.
Which I feel like people take for granted when we watch, you know, thrillers or scary movies, because it's hard to even act scared. It's hard to act frightened if a monster is coming up to the robot and you have to just be scared. You, like, how do you act that out? You know, like, whoa. Honestly, you can't make it too goofy.
No, you can't. You can't. You have to make it as real as possible. And what I try to do is I try to, like, imagine that there's a monster actually there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just for process, like, if there was a monster there right now and I was going to maybe die, how would I react?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my goodness, there's a monster there, but I have to fight it, you know? Because that's what MechX4 is all about. It's about these kids who get in this robot and they fight monsters.
Yeah, tell me about, you know, working. I mean, you have an older brother on the show. How do you have actually siblings?
Yeah, I actually have two older brothers.
So it works out.
Yeah, it was easy being the younger brother.
Method acting at its finest.
Yeah. You know, I just let it happen.
And now you have two best buddies because you control the robot with four in total. And so tell me about the two buddies on the show, actually.
Oh, yeah. Their character names are Spider and Harris. The real people are Pierce Joza and Cameron Lucas, who are awesome. I feel like you guys are watching, but whatever. We'll see. they're amazing. On the show, Ryan definitely needs them because they control the shields and the weapons aspect of the robot. Because, you know, Ryan, he controls the robot, like, walking and punching and everything.
Yeah.
But he needs this whole team to make it all come together. That's, like, one of the themes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right, of the show, you know?
Yeah.
Camaraderie and friendships and families and all that.
So then, now, next thing is what I always like to ask. What has been your favorite meal at Crafty?
My favorite Crafty meal.
Your favorite snack.
Okay, we had a Crafty this past season. His name was Jerry. That's what his name. Okay, he made this, him and his wife actually, they made this huge thing of wonton soup, right? Because they have to feed the whole set.
Yeah.
So it was at least like, I want to say from the table, that high.
That's
full
of
wonton
insane.
Soup. Full of it. And it was delicious, especially when we were up in Canada because it was cold.
Yeah.
So having that soup on set was fantastic.
And a huge pot of it. Did they have an actual fire, like with logs underneath to keep it hot?
Because
that seemed like a big pot to heat up.
Yeah, it does. I feel like they would have to heat it from the bottom and from the sides. Because if you just heat the bottom, only the bottom's going to be warm.
It's done.
And the top's just going to be cold. But honestly, having it on set was amazing. It tastes delicious. And they made everything from scratch. Like the wontons, they folded them. They had like fresh.
They did a pro job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spared no expense on this wonton soup.
At all. It was fantastic.
Now, if you're not giving anything away, do you remember, like, what kind of you were doing, what scene or what actions you were doing when they came up with this wonton soup and you were like, y'all, we got to cut. I know I'm not in the position, but we got to cut. I need my wonton soup.
Funny thing. Okay, so the first time they made it, I didn't get any because I was filming and I didn't know about it. And so they served it out and everyone had wonton soup and then like, I was like, oh, what's that Crafty? And everyone was like, oh, there was wonton soup. It was delicious, but it's all gone now. So
you're like, the pot of wonton soup that they heat up from the sides and the bottom,
yeah,
I did not get
any
pieces
of
drips
of? So finally, I was like, for our last week of shooting, I asked our Crafty, Jerry. I was like, Jerry, I didn't get any wonton soup last time. So if we could make that happen, we would get that going, you know? So he makes it for, like, the last day of shooting.
Yeah.
Right? And that's we had that on the last day of shooting, and we were shooting somebody else's scene, I remember, that day. But I remember having
So you weren't even working on set that day?
No,
you
I came just for the wonton soup.
Just
for the wonton soup. It was delicious.
That's commitment. So
I
there
had,
was
like,
not even
bowls.
A wrap cake.
Mm-mm.
There was a wrap wonton soup.
That's right. Yep, 100%.
That's impressive. I won't even ask about a second place at Crafty because the wonton soup
It's
the
wonton soup. and it was fantastic.
Jerry, shout out to Jerry's Wonton Soup place all over LA.
Yes. Honestly, him and his wife make the best food from scratch. They were fantastic.
I love that when they just come around and sit and they just hand out little things.
Uh-huh, like little sandwiches.
Little sandwiches, little or sandwiches. Like,
mm-hmm. Sandwich. It's a little sandwich
sandwiches.
Time.
Who doesn't love little sandwiches?
I really, for real.
So what would, do you think you, you know, fans of the show or even of you would like to hear about, you know, what would you do for fun on set, you know, in between takes or?
Well, honestly, there's four boys and one girl on the set, right? Uh-huh. So it's just a bunch of tomfoolery.
Some good old guard darn tomfoolery.
It's honestly super fun on set. Always. There's always someone laughing. There's always someone telling a joke. Always someone playing a prank on each other. I remember this one time where Raymond, who the guy who plays my older brother, we were on set, and he got a shock pen from a joke shop. Because there was just a joke shop lying around in Canada. So he gets a shock pen from the joke shop, and he puts it on the director's cart, right? Because at the director's cart, everyone's like, hey, does anybody have a pen? Everyone's always asking for, like, a pen or a pencil. Ooh, my voice cracked. A pen or a pencil.
Yeah.
But, so one day, finally, our director of photography was like, hey, does anybody have a pen or a pencil? And Raymond was there to hear it, and he went, it's right there.
Oh, do I?
He's like, it's there, right? So the DOP picks it up, and he goes, shocks himself, and he's like, oh, man, what? And he goes, who else are we gonna get with this? He literally said that right after. He's like, okay, we need to get somebody else because I don't want to be the only one looking like a fool, right?
Yeah.
So they put it back on the cart. And so the director of photography and Raymond are sitting there waiting for someone to ask for a pen. Finally, I think one of our head grips asked for a pen, and he got shocked too. And then it just kept going down the line. We got everyone from the head department.
The pen was lost at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this was a day after wonton soup, so the wonton soup was still shaking.
Yeah, it was.
In the bellies.
Well, it wasn't a day after wonton soup.
I know.
But it could have been.
We're going to bring it back to the wonton soup.
Yeah, always. You always have to bring it back. I feel like it's such a crucial part of set, wonton soup. Every set should have it.
Every set should have. Jerry should be at every set, single day.
He should be working every day.
It's ridiculous that he's not. He should be here right now.
Yeah, making having wonton soup.
Wonton soup. So tell me the difference, you know, going through high school, Ryan compared to Nate. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can control technology
in
one. But, you know, what about sports? Yeah, true. Everyone.
I would say that me going through high school personally, I did a thing called like independent study.
Yep.
So I became actually fully online when I booked Mech X4. But, I was working on a computer, which would have helped with the control technology with your mind thing.
True.
Darn.
Just write the papers.
Yeah, for me. But, it's different because Ryan goes to that physical school, you know, and Ryan can't really go out for any sports or any extracurricular activities because he's got a robot and he's got to fight these monsters and be a hero to his city. You know,
but only me, on teenage the other hand, duties, only teenage duties that every teenager goes through.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
I know a bunch of kids who go through that.
I feel like people just don't really look at that like that, you know?
Yeah,
just,
like, you're a hero. You can't do that. You can't do football.
Yeah, it's like,
you have to save the
you
world.
You gotta be on your paper. Sorry, Mom.
I gotta save the world.
I'm saving the world.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
Then you get grounded next thing.
Which is, that's not fair.
I'm sorry, save the house.
Yeah, you're
the
welcome.
The town hall.
Mortgage, you still have it, but like, I saved the house.
I saved the house. I could have destroyed the bank. I should have destroyed the bank.
Yeah.
So, what about relationships, you know, in the show versus, you know, just like friendships? Do you, like, you're not at a physical school, so you don't have, you know, friends that you run into class every single day.
Yeah.
There's on-set schools that you are on set with, but, you know, friends at your hometown and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have a bunch of friends who live out here. Actually, a lot of them just went to college because we were seniors and then they all moved to college.
Yeah.
But I still have a lot of friends out here and we always see each other. But I feel like Ryan, he doesn't have that time to make a lot of friends either.
Yeah.
Again, he's saving the world.
Sorry,
Mom. Saving the world.
Sorry. I'm just having
but
saving the world with wonton soup.
Wonton soup, saving the world. Those are the two things we need to address always. So, but he has these two friends, Spider and Harris.
Yeah.
And obviously they save the world with him. So I feel like he is satisfied with the amount of friends he has.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really go looking for them. Even if they find him, he'll totally take them.
Yeah, I'm sure. But he adulted very quick.
Yes, very quick. He had to because, you know, saving the world is adult stuff.
It's adulting.
It's not just kid stuff.
Yeah, it's not like I want to drink coffee. It's an adult thing to do.
No, yeah, you have to drink coffee. As soon as you turn 18, coffee.
It's a must.
Yeah, no more tea.
Like,
no more tea.
Why are you asking me if I still want a Sprite, mother?
Yeah, ma.
I want a coffee.
I want a cappuccino.
I adulted. Soy. It's an adult thing.
Latte? No. Cappuccino. You heard me first.
And we're in LA, so it's iced.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever the case.
Always.
Whatever the case is. So, you know, what's your favorite part of high school as Ryan? Besides saving the world and...
Oh, yeah. You know the simple things in life.
Yeah.
I would say his favorite thing about high school is that... Actually, wait. He's kind of like a normal kid, right? He battles being this hero and normal kid. And what he does as a normal kid is he skateboards. Right? So he goes into these skating competitions, or he'll just skateboard for fun, and I feel like that really connects him with being a normal kid, like going to school, and he actually meets a lot of people through skateboarding. That sounded weird how I said that. Skateboarding.
No. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Do you skateboard? Yeah, but...
The Shakespearean came out.
To skateboard! To skate, just not skateboard. So, yeah, he has a lot of fun skateboarding at his school.
That's awesome. Now tell me about, you know, the audition. I love hearing about the audition process.
Yes.
Those are always fun to hear about. You don't know what you're kind of walking into sometimes.
You're right. So auditioning for this role, it took like almost a year-ish, I want to say. So we auditioned for the first role, and actually it was originally called MTX, not MechX4.
Which was on Disney.
Yeah.
Correct? Was that on Disney at the time? Because it
no.
went to Disney XD, right?
No, it wasn't, because MTX... we couldn't actually use that name, so we had to change it to MechX4.
Okay.
Some reason. I don't know why. So, we were auditioning. I auditioned for it, right? And there was an audition, and then there was a callback, and I just felt like I was doing really good in the callbacks and everything.
Yeah.
And finally, it gets to the prestigious level, the 21st floor
of Disney. I've heard. I've had a couple people in here who talked about it. Yep.
That's like... that's the place to be. It's the place to be.
We're going up the elevator like this.
Yes, like, oh my gosh.
It's time.
So, get to the 21st floor, right? Do an audition there. Haven't heard anything in a while. Finally, they call me back to do a mix and match with the whole cast, or a lot of some kids that they were thinking of doing with...
mix and match, like a chemistry test
with
all these
like
guys?
Yeah, a chemistry read. So, I remember doing a chemistry read with... Harris and Spider, right? So we did that. And funny thing, Harris was on Girl Meets World with me, who was Cameron.
So you already knew?
Yeah.
Familiar?
We did two episodes together.
You know each other,
for
sure.
It was so
sure.
funny, when we walked into the room, where it happens, we walked into the room, and the people were like, hey, hey! And me and Cameron were like, hey, hey! And we were just like, so this is weird, right? Because in Girl Meets World, I was actually on Cameron's shoulders. Like, we played, like... the top half and a bottom half of somebody.
Yeah.
I was on his shoulders, and then I get off, and then we're two people, like two small people. We were so young. So it was just fun to work with him again, and then we had a new Spider, right? So finally, it came down to the brother mix and match, right? The brother chemistry test.
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of brothers testing.
Were you selected at this time?
Yeah.
You were selected. It was your part.
I wouldn't say that.
So they wanted to bring in guys for you.
No.
Okay.
No, it was a bunch of kids with older brothers, right?
I see.
So there was like a few white kids, and
yeah.
there was like a few other kids, and then it
different,
was just me and Raymond, who were the only two black kids there,
yeah.
right? So we're like, hey, I guess we're paired up together, right? Because I don't look like any of them.
Yeah.
So it's me and Raymond, and finally we get into the room, we do our scene, right? And then I like to do this thing called a button, where you say a little something after the scene, just to, like, have somebody remember you by.
Oh, for
right?
sure. So, pancakes!
Yes. Just, like, a random word or, like, a movement, and they're like, yeah, I remember that kid.
The pancakes
who
kid.
Who spazzed out at the end. I remember him.
So what was your button?
The last line was Raymond's, right? He says, you know, because I got swag, something like that.
Yeah.
And I said, psh, you don't have any swag. That was my button, right? And then Raymond instantly picked up on it, and he goes, I totally have swag. And we just went back and forth.
Oh,
for like
nice.
A good minute.
Yeah.
And then finally, the people were dying over there in the room. They were just laughing so hard. And me and Raymond were like, okay. And then we like parted ways.
Yeah.
And that was actually going back, talking to my producer. He's like, that's why I booked you guys, because you guys acted like brothers right then and there.
Look at that. Lessons learned. Everyone viewing who's trying to get in the same industry?
On Instagram, on AfterBuzz TV.
Everywhere. Above and beyond always wins. Buttons from Nate.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Buttons. I actually learned it from my manager. But
that's good. Hey, it's a good one. It's a good one. Now people can be like, no, Nate's just buttoning now.
Oh, stop buttoning, Nate.
Get him out. Stop buttoning with Raymond. That's awesome to hear. So that's really cool how you booked it in that way. You know, it's kind of like you all were actually riffing off one another, and it was a real chemistry that it y'all was, had then and there. They couldn't have asked for much more.
Yeah, but that was it was so simple, and it was so, like, organic that they just, like, loved it and ran with it.
So when you both booked it, did you guys hit each other up immediately, or did you guys show up on set like,
you
the button, the button.
The button, right? The it was button. The button. Yeah, we actually did a pilot presentation. I didn't actually have Raymond's number until, like, we started working together.
Yeah.
But we got the call that I got booked, and I got really excited.
Yeah.
And then finally we go to Canada to work, and we're like, see? It had to be you, because if it was me, it was you too.
Yeah.
Like, we're the only black kids here. So it was fun working on the pilot presentation with everyone. And then finally, Disney had people view it, and Disney liked it a lot. And so we went, and they picked us up for another season.
That's awesome.
They picked us up for a season, and then before our first season even came out, our second season got renewed.
It got tested so well, I can only imagine.
Yeah, like, first season, we finished it, it was all edited. Disney was like, we love this so much, before it even comes out, we're gonna make
keep
you do a
the
second.
Change.
Yeah, pretty much.
Keep the change.
We don't need it.
Possible seasons through six. I don't know. I'm out of here. That's like, really cool. You know, it's a fun show to be a part of, I can only imagine. Give me one of these, right?
Yeah.
Boom.
Mech execute, for sure, 100%.
Execute. Mech. That's what you do.
I mech executed the audition process.
Oh.
I like to think.
That was a button. I'm going to remember that.
Yes,
he executed this interview.
Button.
Button. Buttons and wonton. That's how I'm going to remember this whole interview. I'll tell you that much.
Wonton soup.
So now tell me a little bit about Alexa and Katie.
Yeah,
for sure. 2018. It's Netflix's. It's going to be a first season.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know much about it.
Yeah. So I want to say a lot about it, but all I can say is about my character.
Tell me about your character.
So, my character is a drama geek, right? He loves theater.
And you're a little unsure of yourself.
And I'm a very insecure person.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess associating with the other characters, I'm kind of nervous because the point of the show is there's two girls, right? And it's their life through high school, right? So, I talk to these girls and I'm like, hi, how you doing?
Sounds
and,
like me daily.
Yes.
So this is is it reality, this show, or is it
yes, it's based on your life.
I think so.
Yes.
Hi. Tall coffee.
Hi. So it's just how my character is this drama geek, and he has to talk to this other girl, and he likes her. He does.
Uh-huh.
He really does. So it's his problem that he has to figure out.
That sounds, I mean, I love these kinds of shows, especially high school shows where it's kinda like we all can relate.
Yes, yeah.
We all went through these things, especially you're just saying that. I remember all the times in high school where you're always nervous to talk to girls.
Yeah, for real.
Hello, pretty. Are you? Yes.
Yeah.
Take care.
You said yes, I say no.
Have
yes,
a good
no.
class tomorrow. Bye.
Should I hold your books? No, you don't want me to? All right,
but,
I'll leave.
But hello. Super awkward. That was my life. So
yeah.
I think that's why we always enjoy these high school. I mean, you know, becoming a part of Netflix, big deal.
Huge
really cool.
deal. Huge deal. Yeah, I'm actually super excited about it, and they're cool people. I met a lot of the executives over there, and they're just the nicest people. They're like, we just want to make good television, even though it's streaming. So we're making good streaming.
We're Netflix.
So, yeah, they were the nicest people to hang around on set. It was an amazing vibe. I remember getting the same vibe from my own set over at MechX4 in Canada.
Yeah.
Because we always keep things light and funny.
Yeah.
So getting the same vibe, loving what we're doing, and it's just fun overall.
And I heard Netflix gives a lot of flexibility. I may be, I don't know if it's correct completely, but I mean, just in your case on set, did they give you a lot of flexibility with your character? You know, it's just, you seem like a drama geek, so it'd just be a fun character. Just kind of like think about what that could be, would be for you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like characters need to evolve, right? If they're just one dimensional characters, they're not going to go anywhere in the story, right?
Yeah.
So your character has to he has to have an arc in the story. So yeah, I feel like my character's arc is still trying to peak, but he's right now still a drama geek and a nerd, you know?
Yeah.
Not a nerd, but he's just insecure of himself.
Insecure. So. But for right now, I mean, coming back September 9th, first thing we got coming up.
That's right.
Is MechX4.
Yep. Bunch of MechX4.
So, get ready to execute.
Yeah. Your television and sit down and watch.
Or is it television? I don't know. Are you streaming it?
Who knows? Disney Channel online?
I don't know. Oh, my. Did we? Oh, I don't know. Did we say something too soon? What is
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. That's, you know, it's super fun. The show's great. Mm-hmm. The show's fun. Mm-hmm. I think we all can dream about having superpowers, especially having a robot that we control, and we recruit our best friends to help with it.
Isn't that, like, the dream?
It is.
You know? Like, what if you had a robot and you were stuck with, like, four old dudes, like, you know nothing about, and they smell, and they're just really unsanitary? No, I got to recruit my best friends.
That's
I'm like,
it.
Hey, robot, brother, robot, yes, let's go.
I would use that to my advantage. I'd be like, Summer, I'd be like, ugh, like, if a pretty girl's next to me, I'd be like, ugh, I don't know where my robot is. What? Oh, just my 150-foot robot.
Yeah,
no
right.
big deal, no big deal.
Who needs a car anymore?
We saved the world. My mother always gets mad, though, but...
Yeah, every time. I don't know why. She's just so upset about it.
It's her deal.
Yeah,
it's her deal at this
honestly.
Point. You're adulting, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
You're
going to
be drinking coffee soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon. In the robot.
In the robot. Yeah, in the robot. And just not spilling it while you're punching. You're going to be like this the whole time.
Someone hold my coffee. I can't.
Someone. Brother.
Just,
someone.
Like, throws it
spider.
Over your shoulder.
I got to fight. But so anything else that we can look forward to?
Yeah, it's just MechX 4.
Yep.
September 9th. And then Alexa and Katie in 2008. I think that's... 2018.
18.
2008,
we're
time traveling.
Hold up, didn't you say you just want to teleport? Did you just teleport back?
Maybe.
Should we land back?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
We're back.
My god.
We were in 2008 before, or we were 2007.
Yeah, 2007.
And now we're
about
back.
About to drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm so full. Are you hungry? Because I just had wonton soup.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I feel like I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. I could take another bowl.
I could take another bowl, too. That's Jerry? Our button.
that's
our button. We totally buttoned it right
there. Yeah, for real. Right there. Right in there.
Well, that's awesome. Where can we find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. On Instagram, at Nathaniel Potvin, and on Twitter, at Nate Potvin, and then on Snapchat, at Nate Potvin as well.
Nate Potvin across the board.
Except on Instagram, where it's Nathaniel.
True.
You guys know what I'm talking about because you're on Instagram.
Yeah, we got everyone already streaming, you know, watching it on Instagram. That's awesome. But thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I had
fun.
Of course. Me too. This was a fun conversation.
Thank you, guys. I'm Nick Marty, and this was a Spotlight on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.